Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 130.
This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. I ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Wheatley.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have seen fit to bless us with another day. It is a priceless gift that comes and goes in the blink of an eye. Guide and direct us so that not one opportunity, not one moment, not one revelation of your will for us goes unnoticed or wasted. Forgive us when we are in error, guide us when we are uncertain, and bless our efforts when our motives are pure. Restore this country, our state, and this legislature to a state of grace so that the action we take will be according to your will and to the benefit of those we have been elected to serve. We ask this in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Cleveland moves the journal for September 21st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, pursuant to the notice given last week, tomorrow will be the only day of recorded votes. The chair understands that there will be bills that are going to be brought over from the Senate that for either concurrence or non-concurrence of the case may be. Those bills will may be received today. Some of those may be received tomorrow. I see Representative John here from the minority party. Just if you would pass the word, of course, anyone can hear right now, but if you would pass the word to your caucus members, anything that we receive tomorrow is likely to be added to the calendar. And I would say that, of course, for the members here who from the majority party who are here with us as well, just by way of update, the budget negotiations between the Senate and the House conferees continue. I can tell everyone that things are getting extremely close at this point to where I think we're going to be able to present something to the governor for the governor's review within the next possibly 4 to 5 days. Things are extremely close at this point. So we are moving along. While we are not normally in session this time of year, like so many other institutions, businesses, with what's been dealt with COVID-19 and responding to that and all the accompanying other issues, we are working through those. But I think at the end of the process that the members of this body and the folks of the state will be happy with the product that we come up with. So that is where things stand. So for this week, the only day for recorded votes will be tomorrow. Next week's schedule is not yet determined, but the chair will continue to work to respect members' time so that members can spend as much time back in their districts as possible, by minimizing the number of days that members have to be here unless they're directly involved with the budget negotiations. Do not believe that the clerk has any announcements or matters, so at this time, notices or announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 23rd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Cleveland moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 23rd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
No special message from the Senate. Following special message received from the Senate.
Clerk will suspend.
That.
Clerk will continue and begin again.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 218, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify stormwater runoff requirements applicable to pre-existing development and water supply watersheds and to exempt certain footprint expansions from site plan major modification requirements for concurrence in Senate Amendments number 1 and number 2.
House Bill 218 with unengrossed amendments number 1 and number 2 calendar for the 23rd.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 531, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to the North Carolina Timeshare Act and to eliminate bond requirements for certain certification of real estate education providers for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 531, calendar for the 23rd.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 776, Senate Committee Substitute, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow remote electronic notarization and to strengthen confidence in government by increasing accessibility to certain public personnel performance and dismissal records for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 776, calendar for the 23rd.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 797, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing a Board of County Commissioners to delegate to a hearing officer the determination of whether taxpayers ever paid the excise tax on conveyances for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 797, calendar for the 23rd.